Happy birthday, Pam.
Thank you.
Pam's in the background.
Yes.
Ashley's sitting in.
Hello.
Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Tolls. Fury at the town hall in Southington. The governor's phone number so you could call him. But first, a Channel 3 report from last night.
Right now in Eyewitness News, is the 22 race for governor already underway?
Well, hold on a second. The 22.
Wow.
Are they even born yet?
Yeah, it speaks in the future.
22.
Nostradamus?
How many years would that be?
202? Yeah. 203, yeah. 2019.
No. 203, right? Two, mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. 203. Mm, the area code.
Yeah. 203. Where the hell will this place be in 203 years?
Oh, sunk way before then.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's gone. It's wasteland.
We're going to see this be a pile of ashes
basically
in our lifetime.
It's going to be a town dump.
Yeah.
It really is. It's going to be a big landfill area.
Yeah.
Yep.
It'll be just one giant road from Boston to New York.
Exactly. With a sign saying, don't even look out the sides.
Yeah.
Just keep going.
We'll be that just a stream of rest stops.
Right.
All right. Go ahead.
22 race for governor already underway. On Face the State, Republican Bob Stefanowski wouldn't say whether he's running, but if he is the next governor, he told me he would dismantle any tolls set up by the Lamont administration.
Hold on.
Did Dennis have a late night?
Don't you hate it when that happens?
Yes.
Oh.
Yep.
You know why it stands out? Because it is so unlike him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you're right. What? This is fun.
I'm sure he got right off the air. And they're like, we got to check you for a stroke.
Right.
Right. Because he's like a robot.
Yeah.
I need you to put your finger to your nose several times. Okay. Yeah.
He's a news reading robot.
Yeah.
Set up by the Lamont administration.
Easy for you to say. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like he's got a sneeze caught in his nose.
Right.
Right.
Or trying to make it sound fancy.
Yeah.
Set up by the Lamont administration. And we have reaction tonight from the chairwoman of the Democrat Party and Lieutenant Governor Susan Bicewicz.
Wait, first, what's the Democrat Party? You mean Derma Party? Like they're working on their skin? What's a Democrat Party? Like Demi-Tass?
I like Dennis a lot. I like him a lot. I love Channel 3.
Are sparks coming out of his ears during this?
Yeah.
Like what? Starts talking fast, all of a sudden, boom!
His eyes start slowly looking in two different directions.
And now here is someone's alive.
Short circuits.
It's like the Terminator right before it went out.
All right. He needs
Jesus,
to tune up.
What the hell?
Dennis, what's up, man?
You know, if they didn't turn his mics off when they went to the recording,
yeah,
you'd hear him say, what the...
Son of a God, you're out of time, Dave.
Yeah. What's that, Phil?
Oh, it's coming.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And Lieutenant Governor Susan Bicewicz. But first, here is Stefanowski in case you missed it.
I think the next governor, whoever
I keep
is,
hearing, like, silent.
To make a call on that.
I hear silence. I keep hearing silence.
I keep hearing silence.
Yes, it's deafening, apparently.
Wow, he has a test pattern going on in his head.
If we were ever going to get Dennis House to swear on the air, that was the opportunity.
That was the closest.
And he didn't do it.
That's as close as he got.
That's
as close as we'll get.
Oh, yeah. Holy crap.
Did he post silly for it? Had a bad day, ..
Right. He loves the selfies on Instagram.
Right. That's like throwing
stones. If it's his kid's birthday, it's him holding his kid.
Exactly right. Here's the day I had him.
If it's a sunny day, here's me on a beach on a sunny day back in Throwback Thursday.
Exactly right.
Shirtless me.
Right.
I believe I was reporting that day.
Yeah.
It's Nipple Tuesday.
When Jay Giles died, he found a picture of himself as a teenager wearing a Jay Giles t-shirt.
Right.
It's amazing.
What did he post for Kiss?
Right. And then there was some guitar thing or a concert or something, and then it's him on his couch as a 6-year-old boy playing guitar. What was it? Elvis?
I think it was Elvis's birthday, and he was wearing his own blue suede shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right.
I'm in pain.
So he's been short-sighted for quite some time, then.
But it's good pain.
Yeah. Is it a house of pain?
It's a house of pain.
Yes.
All right?
I think the next governor, whoever
I keep
is,
hearing
I
like
to,
silent.
I have to make a call on that, I would dismantle it.
Mr. Stefanowski, he must think about the truth and really develop and look at a plan before he speaks about it.
Governor, I have been.
My God, like a bad Gold Bond commercial.
She's never gone away.
No, she hasn't. That's actually the carpet speaking.
Wow, have another cigarette.
Seriously.
All right, well, thank you.
That is definitely the lady from Beetlejuice.
Yes, it is. The social worker.
Right.
Wait,
she's at the desk
dead?
With the hole in her neck and the smoke's coming out.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I think the governor, before he comments on the plan, he should look at the plan.
This whole thing's a smoke screen.
He ran for governor for 2 years. You don't think he looked at the plan?
Mm.
There's three plans out there. And it's funny because coming up, you have the Speaker of the House saying he doesn't know what's in the plan.
Oh.
So.
Oh, he knows.
Yeah. Mm. All right. So there's Nancy Wyman, who used to be the lieutenant governor, now is in control of the Democratic Party because they wanted to bring in young people, so they got a 90-year-old woman to do it.
Right, good. Right.
Smart,
right.
Smart.
Well, she makes cookies.
All right, go ahead.
She makes cookies.
That's how you get the kids.
You make the cookies.
Right.
That does make sense now.
Yeah.
Governor and I have been talking about ways to fully fund that infrastructure, and Mr. Stefanowski is welcome to be part of that conversation.
You can watch the full interview with Bob Stefanowski.
He's welcome to be part of that conversation. He could stand outside the building and talk all he wants.
He's not getting a cookie, though.
Right. He can stand outside of me as I smoke a cigarette.
Right.
Thank you, Krusty.
Would you like to talk to Bob Stefanowski?
No.
No, I don't think so.
Want to see Nancy naked?
Yes.
Really? That's been that at all. Yeah. I'm surprised.
Yeah. Mm. Can you, that dismantle, I don't think that's clear enough, is it?
Dismantle it.
Dismantle.
What should we do with Dennis House's brain?
Dismantle it.
How about administration?
Dismantle it.
Every bridge?
Dismantle it.
All the toll booths?
Dismantle it.
All right, let's move on to Fury at the town hall.
Yes.
Fury.
You got to fight for your right to party.
Yes.
Southington town hall was bananas. They have five Democrats, four Republicans. They were fighting over a resolution to, kind of say, we don't like these tolls. We don't want them in our town.
Right.
And State Representative Joe Arsimowitz, who is the Speaker of the House, and he's kind of pushing through the tolls. He showed up because Southington is part of his district. And he said, quote, the bill is not formed yet. Nobody knows. The bill is not finalized. There's three different proposals.
Not one, not two, but three different proposals.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I think they think this time, let's not get too specific so no one can really argue about it.
It's like a shell game.
Under one of these. Last time we were specific, we said X amount of tolls, this how much it's going to cost, this what, and everyone dismantled it. And I think this time around, it's like, let's have three proposals. Let's make it very confusing. And so no one will be able to follow which one's getting through.
Smoke and mirrors.
Smoke and mirrors.
Right. Shell game.
But then you have Nancy Wyman saying, hey, you should read the proposal. Well, how many proposals do you want me to read? And the Speaker of the House says he doesn't know what's in it.
Cheese of smoke.
But Chris Poulos, a Democratic counselor in Southington, said it was too early to take a position. See, this is their position now. It's too early to not like tolls.
Oh.
How can you not like tolls? Because we don't even know anything about tolls.
Let's wait till they're ripe.
No way.
It's too early.
Yeah. We got to wait for these to grow.
Wait, fruit?
It's too early to not like tolls.
No. I got to water them a little while.
We haven't even hit the warm season
yet. Exactly. Got to have the sunshine on them.
It's funny.
Care and nurture for them. Yeah.
I don't know a lot about ISIS, but I know I don't like them.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can hate something from the start. Yeah.
I don't need to know a lot about ISIS or tolls to know I don't like them.
Exactly. Boom, done.
So he says this is all being fueled by emotions.
Oh, we're too emotional.
He commutes to Reading and said tolls might cost him between $100 and $200 a month.
Yeah, he's going to pay him.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not going to pay him.
He's not going to pay him.
You don't pay for the gas.
Right.
And the car's probably not yours either.
He works for the state. He's not going to pay him.
Exactly. Those state plate, state car, free car.
He sat there and said that with a straight face.
He puts the arse in our Arsimowitz.
Like that assistant pro tem lady yesterday said, hey, we never took any money out of the special fund because we got it before it went in there.
We diverted it.
Wow. Yeah. This is really...
It's all the sleight of hand. A bunch of Jedis out there.
I don't know which number here is the governor's number, but, you know, we had that tribe member say that they called the office and asked if the governor's office is reading any of the Facebook stuff or any online stuff, and it's like, nope, only letters directly to the governor's office or phone calls directly to the governor's office. And that person who picked up the phone said, most of the people who call in are in favor of tolls and taxes.
That's your legislators, you idiot.
Who the hell is calling in besides donors, people who own companies that build tolls?
Right, exactly.
And, yeah, your people. And I'm not sure which number is the number. So should I give out both?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
Go for it.
I have no idea what you're going to get when you call these numbers.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Should I start dialing as you're reading it?
That's funny. Should we go with the number Patrick Sasser gave me?
He seems like he's
our general, of course.
Okay. 860-566-4840.
Hey, that's my number.
That's the local number.
Why is my phone ringing?
That is the local number that's listed on the official governor's website for Connecticut.
860-566-4840. And then I have 800-406-1527.
That's the toll-free number that's also listed on the governor's website.
Okay, so yeah. I'll put both these up on the Facebook.
That one page. Says, eat crap, you boy. 800, eat crap.
Hi, thank you for the call to the governor's office. Go F yourself. Please leave your message at the tone.
Nice music.
Then there's no tone.
There's just never a tone.
Right.
What the is the tone?
The call for important.
We're very interested in what you have to say. Please leave your message at the tone.
No tone. Ashley's filling in. Pam's in the background.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Pam.
Thank you.
Going to go around the room, ask Ashley some questions. It's the getting to know Ashley part of the show.
Yes. I'm an open book.
An open book.
What are peace toes?
So my second two toes on each foot, like after the big toe, they're kind of stuck together. And my family calls them
foot.
Peace. Well, kind of. I don't think a doctor would be like, you
web
have
webbed
feet.
Yeah.
But kind of. Those two are kind of webbed.
Peace toes.
Yeah.
Peace toes.
They
peace
look
toes.
Like that.
Dude. Yeah, like they're running for office.
Yeah. One on each foot.
Now each foot claiming victory.
So do you leave weird footprints?
I have
in the
to
sand?
Look. I haven't noticed.
Yeah, it looks like two big toes.
Wow, it looks like a person walking with a deer.
Right, it's like two big toes and two little ones. It's like a family of toes coming.
Right.
It's a toe family coming.
Right.
Only mom has a strange bump in her hair.
Yeah.
Right, dad's bald. Mom has a bump in her hair like a beehive hair doing it to two little kids.
All right. I swim a lot faster, though.
She right. does.
No, I don't.
In a circle, though.
She said flippers.
If only one foot was like that, she'd be like swimming in a circle.
So if you separate the toes, is there... There's skin or what?
There's skin. Like there's the crack doesn't go all the way down.
So her toes have.
You're lacking crack?
Her toes have plumber's crack. Just a little bit of crack, you see?
Right.
Right.
Have you seen anything like, you know, AJ has a foot fetish.
I do.
I know. And I actually painted my toes on purpose.
In the event
this
of an actual
morning,
emergency.
In the event, yeah.
Right. But you were saying?
Well, that's good.
Have I ever seen? Yes. I knew a girl, this girl Lisa had webbed toes.
But like all the toes were webbed or just
no,
those
just
two?
No, right. Just two of them.
Oh.
It's weird. Yeah.
There are others.
Yeah. Yeah. But hers
there yeah. are others.
But hers.
Yes, and there's this thing called the internet. You could look this up, Ash.
Right. But Lisa had the second and third toe together.
Oh, yes.
So it's like a series. So she's one above Lisa. So we need to find one that has the other
no,
two.
No, the second and third toe, like right after the big toe.
I meant the second and the third toe. But yeah. Oh, I guess the same thing. Okay.
You start counting with one, right?
Yeah. All right.
Well, you're saying the second and the third. I mean the second. Oh, yeah.
No, I meant she has, like, then the other two. So, in other words.
Anyway,
the,
yeah. You know someone similar.
Exactly, right. Yeah, go with that one. Yeah, let's go with that one. I should have got the math, you know?
Yeah.
I keep forgetting there's only five toes altogether.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. In her case, it's three.
All right, so I feel like there's going to be a video of your feet somewhere posted on the Facebook
probably
page.
Probably a strong thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
All right. So peace toes.
Peace toes. Interesting.
Both feet. When did you notice this? When you were a child?
I never noticed it. My parents noticed it, and made fun of me for it.
Your parents made fun of
you? That's what parents do.
That's our child, peas toes.
Yeah. I wasn't like cooked all the way. I gave
exactly.
I needed right. a few more minutes.
You weren't ready to be pulled out of the pot yet.
Yeah. Actually, pulled out by her toes.
She's El Toe Day.
Yeah, they call them pull toes.
It's like when the pasta sticks together in the pot.
Exactly.
Like,
ah. Yeah, they're kind of al dente right now. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Her little noodles.
All right, we'll go around the room and ask Ashley some more questions. We got to pull this. I got a birthday cake for Pam.
All right.
Yay.
But it's going to melt if we don't get this thing out there.
Is it ice cream? Pretty,
yeah,
it's
it
ice
better
cream
be. Cake. Yeah.
Sad day in PLR history when we can't find a cigarette lighter. In the
seriously, are we healthy all of a sudden?
What the hell? What the hell happened to this place?
My God, it used to be a den of decadence. Everybody's healthy and eating right and not smoking.
Years and years and years ago, the rule in the studio was don't pass the joint over the turntable.
I know. Let's go back to those rules.
Yeah.
There's no turntables, but just don't pass the joint over.
Just an old cigarette. Who smokes in here? Jennifer Haynes.
Right, but she's not around right
she's
now.
She's not around. She's out having a cigarette somewhere.
Yeah.
I feel like most smokers don't even smoke anymore.
Dawn.
It's all the vape stuff.
Yeah,
now.
Dawn smokes.
Dawn smokes?
With, yeah. Which, yeah. Panther. She became Sean Connery. That's right, Lanny. That's right. She smokes a lot.
You're
with the hair of
the sound of Pam trying to be quiet.
Yeah. The best part was the way she pantomimed Dawn. She went like this, like. Like big flowing hair. I'm like a volcano erupting, Mauna Loa.
Krakatoa.
What?
Krakatoa.
Pizza Toa, yeah.
I saw Dawn at Market 32 last night. I was getting Pam's cake.
Oh.
Yeah.
To barter a cigarette.
I should have asked her for a cigarette later.
Damn it.
I had the opportunity. We, Ashley, you don't smoke?
I don't.
No. We had a lighter. We had a lighter in here, but it disappeared. It walked off.
It's a birthday lighter?
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
The birthday lighter. I had in my desk. Someone used it, never came back.
I have lipstick. It's not going to really help.
We'll have her blow your lipstick.
So what are we going to do? Just looking
through my pocket.
Some red on the end of each candle?
Well, look at it this way. At least there'll be no spit on the cake.
Right.
So it's a good thing.
All right. I really don't want to cut that open until we sing happy birthday. I feel like we can't sing happy birthday without some candles.
Let me just take one quick last look. So
all right, we'll do that.
Okay.
How old are you today, Pam? 35? Six?
Higher!
Six.
36.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Thank you.
And going into the Coast Guard soon.
Yes. Under the senior thing. Should be that slow-moving boat that says retired.
Right.
With the left turn signal on.
For miles.
There's a box of tissues in the back window.
Right.
I'm looking for frozen yogurt.
Where's sitting frozen on a phone book.
Yeah, you'll see her patrolling like before the place actually opens, like the mall walkers.
Got the big black glasses on.
Exactly. Wearing those form-fitting shoes.
Yeah. Mm. Little handicap pass hanging over the wheel of the boat.
Exactly, right. Right. Going for a discount.
Yeah.
You said I could get a fish sandwich for cheaper on Tuesday.
We're getting to know Ashley, who's filling in for Pam today.
And turning down Pam at the same time. It's pretty cool.
And we know, we know she has peace toes.
Peace toes, yes.
Sounds better than webbed feet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess peace toe.
Like makes, peace toes.
It sounds more fun and festive and more patriotic.
Yeah.
Exactly, right.
AJ?
What is your biggest pet peeve? Like, what sets you off? What should we know, like, will make you go, like, ah!
It is when personal grooming happens in a public place. Specifically, nail clipping. Like, I actually am forced to sit kind of behind someone now who clips his nails, and they just go flying everywhere.
Oh,
I feel
shrapnel.
Like I can't eat or drink at my desk.
Right, boomerangs. Little boomerangs.
Like, incoming.
Right, exactly. This must belong to you. Right?
It's an unmistakable sound.
Please tell me that's the lemon wedge in my coffee.
Oh, my. I once saw a woman clipping her nails standing in line. I was behind her to get ice cream.
Wow.
There's got to be a better time. Mm. Right?
That is weird.
Right.
Like, who thinks, this seems like a good place.
Right, exactly. Maybe there wasn't.
There's open ice cream everywhere.
Ugh, right.
Gross.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's an interesting
Here I thought
topping?
Yeah, I thought I had cannoli ice cream. Apparently it wasn't.
You're going to ruin this ice cream cake for everybody.
And
more for her, that's right. More
sorry,
for
Dan.
Her. That's why she did it. More for me.
And there's no telling where that clipping is going to go.
No, you cannot guess.
There's no directing it.
The wind, the whole night. You could be an engineer. You could be from the Army Corps of Engineers. You have no idea where that thing's going to land.
And
it's
it hurts.
A sound, too. It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like bad rain.
Yeah, and it hurts when it hits you.
It does.
Sharp.
It's like a little sharp edge on. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like little metal. Like, they're like those little things the ninjas throw at you, little stars.
It's like someone takes like not the big big staples, but the smaller staples going, dick, 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 dick,
yeah. Yeah. Right, being shot by staples.
Exactly. Yeah. Right, that same feeling.
Well, that's a good pet peeve.
All right, so grooming. No personal grooming in the studio then.
You know what I found the other day? I was at a gas pump and I looked down.
Oh, no, what?
And it's one of those personal... tooth flossing.
The little violin bow.
Who flosses their teeth at a gas station standing outside
everybody?
A pump?
People just throw them over their shoulder.
And then it's like, yeah, I'm just going to wherever. No. Well, first of all, when you're flossing, those, what?
They never wind up in the garbage. Exclusively on sidewalks.
Yeah.
Those are the only place I see them.
Coping saw looking thing, right? It's kind of like a C clamp with a thing in it.
Yeah.
I see those all the time.
It's like people. Yeah. People!
Throw them out.
You gotta throw them out.
Yeah.
I think people do it while they're driving, and then when they get out at the gas station.
No, the
you
worst.
Throw them out the window? Out.
The worst when you find them and they have a little chunk of food stuck to the string
right,
there.
Who wants ice cream?
I do.
We're gonna find out some stuff now from Stashka.
Oh.
For Ashley.
All right.
She's filling in. Thought this could be fun. You could call in, too, if you want to tell Ashley what she needs to know about the show, but I thought Stashka might have an interesting take.
Intel.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
All right, man. All right.
Have you met Ashley?
For like maybe 2 seconds passing by.
Ashley, you know anything about Stashka?
I do, but I don't think we met yet.
Well, they just kind of passed by in the hallway.
Hi, Stashka.
Hello, Ashley.
So,
how are you?
Stashka, let me ask you again. Have you met Ashley?
Like she just said, like for 2 seconds when we never officially met.
Oh, okay, because you said you kind of met.
Well, passing by is kind of, not really, but...
You saw each other.
We didn't meet yet.
Right.
She didn't even say that! Sorry.
It's like having Pam in the back seat of a bus.
I like it.
It hurts when I laugh. So, have you met Ashley?
No, not officially.
All right, go. All right.
What, Pam?
All right, here we go. All right.
Just lying. Right. Just lying.
Stop giving Pam the finger.
Oh, Pam, you're number one, apparently. All right. It's your birthday candle.
I'll blow it out.
Can I take back that happy birthday during the song?
Just so you know, Ash, there's some sexual tension between Pam and Stash.
It's pretty obvious.
Stashball, what would you like to tell Ashley about the show?
Don't listen to anything that Pam tells you about me.
Okay.
And
why? What do you think Pam would tell her about you?
Where do I begin?
I don't know. Start somewhere.
Let's see. That I'm
annoying. That's what we're asking you.
Right. Let's see. Yeah. That I'm completely annoying. That I shouldn't have gotten employee of the corridor. Literally. Anything.
Any of that not true, Pam?
Nailed it.
Did you get employee of the quarter? When?
Last year. Yeah.
Remember, there was
what was that for?
There was a parade.
Because I used to do a lot of promotion events here.
Right.
Yeah.
Basically a job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. people do win awards around here for doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, what they're supposed to do, yeah. And not everybody.
Literally, I have never won it once.
Same here. Not everybody.
Yeah.
Just a chosen few.
Stashka went out and drank Pepsi, and they're like, employee of the quarter.
Oh my God, he drank Pepsi.
Yeah. That's right.
He went to a place we sent him to. Woo!
Why do I do this to myself?
Welcome back to the studio.
Yeah, really, man.
Yeah.
We missed you. We had to insult each other.
It's been a while.
Yeah. No, I've listened to the show. I consider myself a tribe member, so I've heard of you, Stashka.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
Do you have any specific Stashka moments, Ash, that you remember?
I do remember him in like a Speedo at a gas station, I believe.
Yeah, the whole world remembers that one. Yeah, people are still receiving therapy for that one.
Oh, jeez.
Yes.
We had to burn that.
That poor gas station won't be everything.
Burn the video or burn the Speedo?
Both.
It's actually funny. I got asked about that a couple months ago when I went to go get lunch.
Oh, that is the worst thing. What, was there like ham tied in strings somewhere?
No.
It was a porchetta dinner. So.
It's like, that reminds me of Stashka and the Speedo.
No, I went to, am I allowed to say the name of the restaurant or no?
Sure.
Okay, so I went to Goody's over in Milford, and someone's like, I know you. It was the person behind the counter. I know you from somewhere. Were you standing on the corner? And I was like, oh, no.
So that's the guy who's Speedo? That's the guy who gouged his own eyes out, right? But I can still work. Yeah. I can still work. Just keep talking. I'm fine.
He had two patches.
Right? Was it a thong?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Eventually, yes. Yeah.
Eventually.
It was a Speedo originally.
That's right. He hiccuped and then it became a thong.
What? Not the cured ham reference. That was awesome.
All right. Anything else Ashley needs to know about the show?
The tribe is number one. Yeah. Like, keep an eye out for them because they are the people that will make or break you. They are perhaps the greatest fan base in radio.
We got to get Pam in here. I'm sorry. These faces. I know she has a lot. Pam, can you come in here and bring your headphones?
She's dying. Oh, no. I mean, she's literally dying in here. She's doubled over. Like she had like cramps. Here she comes.
What, Phil?
No, it's just like you ever watch someone like know that they have to throw up but like try to hold it in? That's what she looks like.
She's
like,
dry,
she can't
she's dry
contain right. what's inside no. of her that she needs to like express it.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to be quiet. I know
no,
I'm training
Pam, first
today.
Of all, it's your birthday. We only have limited days with you.
And when are you trying to be quiet? When's that ever happened?
I was trying.
Yeah.
Oh, I just think it's so funny. Well, first off,
first of all,
so Ashley, the thing that you really need to know is that Stashball is the number one celebrity here at WPLR.
Okay.
In
okay.
his mind.
In his mind. It's always hashtag Stashball season.
Really? When was the last time I used that?
I mean, every day.
No, I don't.
Just right now. Oh, I was recognized. A fan recognized me.
I do not use it every day. I haven't used that for like a year. I haven't used anything other than hashtag Stashball, but that's only because someone told me to, so...
Who told you? Stashball.
Depends.
Who told you to?
Well, considering that it was also used on a couple PLR posts. And I
think, told you to?
And I think Pete used it once, so.
Who told you to?
The inner voice did.
Literally, I'm just going by what was on the Instagram.
Okay, so he's going by what's Instagram. Okay, so the Instagram told him. All right, so we have an answer.
I like when I ask him a tough question. It's really
Can
really
I ask Stashball
simple.
A question?
He doesn't look
Oh, Ashley ahead. Has a question for Stashball.
Yes, please.
What is the secret to getting an awesome radio name?
These guys gave it to me. I'm not going to lie. They gave it to me.
Don't ever lie.
Why would you lie about it? And by the way, we're right here, so if you did lie, we'd say... BS!
Just like your lie this morning about how you met Ashley when you went.
I think I just looked Hold him on. In the eye. I
wasn't Their eyes met.
A girl looked at me! She's my girlfriend now.
Yeah, we met.
Things are getting really serious. She looked at me.
I met you. I walked by you back in 1986.
By the way, this segment was supposed to be Stashball tells Ashley what things are on the show.
Right.
But when you don't come in prepared, this is what happens. Right.
Grandpa Richie.
Hello.
Hey, Grandpa Richie.
Hi. Where's Pam? Happy birthday to Pam. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Pam. Happy birthday to you. Cha-cha-cha. And
nice.
Coast Guard. All right.
That sounds like Phil 40 years from now.
Stashball almost fell out of his chair.
I noticed
that. And he grabbed the microphone.
What's up with that?
What happened there? Oh, he hurt his fingers.
You all right, man?
You all right, Stashball?
Yeah, I'm good. I don't know.
What don't you know?
What don't you know?
It's either yes or no.
No, I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
You had all right there?
Little mistake.
I'm good.
Got a little finger jam going on.
Little poo-poo, yeah.
A little ouchies.
There's a beatbox.
Walk it off.
Grandpa Richie, so nice of you to call today.
Thank you. I love calls for birthdays. Another birthday under my belt.
There you go.
I know.
How old are you now, Grandpa Richie?
95.
Exactly. Right. See, I could have told you that.
Yeah. That's how old I am, too.
He said, how you do today?
Yes. All right. We all love you very much.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. See you later, honey.
Love you, Grandpa Richie.
Bye. Phil, bye.
bye.
Phil,
bye.
That's like the theme of the week.
Yeah. Phil, bye.
That's how you stop Phil from talking. Phil, bye.
Phil, bye.
For that one, I'm saying that.
Yeah. Phil, bye.
Phil, bye.
How old is your grandfather?
80. That's right.
Clear as glass.
Yeah.
Street Pete's on the phone. He has wants to contradict Stussball.
Uh-oh.
Hey, happy birthday, first of all, Pam.
Thank you.
Stosh, when did I ever use hashtag Stoshball season?
You didn't say Stoshball season. You said hashtag Stoshball during the food drive once.
That's because I'm acknowledging you were there.
I literally did not say otherwise. I literally just said that you said hashtag Stoshball. That's all I said.
That's because you were sick. Easy there, tough guy. I was just saying, like, Stosh Boss here would have said at the thing. Don't drag me into this argument here.
You just made a face, Stosh Ball. Yeah. What was that face saying?
All I was asked was who used it, and I just said that he...
No, we said who used Stosh Ball season, and you said Street Pete used it.
You said you were told to. Asked by whom, and then you said a million names.
Well, I said, that's kind of telling, I guess. Maybe, I don't know.
Why can't you just answer the question?
Who told you to use Stosh Ball as a hashtag, Stosh Ball season?
Pretty much Instagram, but...
Mark Zuckerberg called him and was like, listen, love your account. Got to start using the hashtag. Yeah.
Hashtag Stoshball.
We need people to start using Instagram, so get on there more, buddy.
Why do I do this to myself?
I wonder myself, actually. Hey, man, he talked me for once.
We missed you, Stoshball.
We did. So we're saying we love you.
All right, Street Pete. Anything else?
Have a good day, Stoshball.
Good start so far.
There you go. See?
Nick in North Haven.
Hey, Stoshball, you got to remember there's no backs on those stools, buddy.
There's a back on that chair.
On this one, there is. Yeah.
That was the funniest thing.
Why, were you watching on that Chaz and AJ TV?
Yeah.
What did you see?
I forget what was said, but he started laughing and he was tipping back and he must have forgot there was no back by the time he realized. He went to go grab the microphone. Oh, my God.
It was wacky looking.
You think Mams got a shot of that?
Maybe he turned his head as a strawberry.
Stoshball, we love you.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God, there is a back on the stool?
Yes!
There is. Yeah, you see
it? And you still almost fell back?
Look at that, see? Stoshball's demonstrating right now.
He's picking up a chair.
I think the back was going, he was leaning back so far, he didn't think he was going to be stopped.
Right. It's a natural occurrence to try and reach out to stop yourself from falling.
Yeah. I love you guys. Have a good day.
Thank you, brother.
Only Stoshball can hurt himself not falling out of a chair.
Yeah. All right, you're okay, though, right?
Yeah,
perfectly fine.
We have an offer for you.
Yeah, an assignment.
I'm not sure if you want to do it. Okay. I think this is a big opportunity for
you. It's not slap ham around.
Okay, what do you got?
420, April 20th.
Mm-hmm.
There's micro wrestling going on at Toyota Presents Oakdale.
Okay.
You know what that is?
Not really, actually.
Big micro and wrestling.
He's like,
What do you think micro is?
What, is it like... small person wrestling?
Exactly.
Bingo, on the nose,
didn't
boy.
Know if we were allowed to use
You could say little person, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Little people wrestling.
Little people wrestling, yes.
I'm not sure because that's also my birthday, so I got to figure that out.
420 is your birthday?
You're born in 420?
Yes.
That's where we got that famous drop. We're getting them stoned, and we're making a demo in a hotel room.
This explains a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for your birthday, wouldn't you mind to be in a ring with a bunch of little people wrestling?
I mean, it's an idea, but I don't know what's going on is the thing.
What do you mean you don't know what's going on? Isn't it your birthday?
You would be the Andre the Giant.
You would, man. You get a chance to win.
I know.
You win, man.
I don't know.
You could be a champion on your birthday.
How old are you going to be?
26.
At what age do you start to make decisions on your own?
You say, damn it, I want to do this.
Well, we were talking about possibly doing something on my birthday, so I don't know. So
who's we?
My family and I.
How many?
They could cheer you on. It'd be a posse.
Who's like your mom, your dad?
My mom, dad, and I.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to that. Like
what's
so
happening?
Yeah.
You're very defensive.
They're going to share a bed in Vegas.
Yeah. Hey, guys, we'll stay in Vegas.
That did happen.
It did.
All right.
No, it didn't.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah, it did. Oh, Ashley, it did. But it was in Boston.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So wait, what am I supposed to know about the show?
You still want this job?
Absolutely.
Pam's going to fall out of her chair now.
These are hemorrhage.
Stoshball, what have you guys been kicking around as to ideas for your birthday?
Well, just going out to dinner, and that's really about it.
Not Chuck E. Cheese,
well,
right?
You can still go out to dinner.
Yeah.
How is that more memorable than micro wrestling?
And then you could take your family, and they could have front row ringside seats to you wrestling a bunch of little people.
Watching you swat them around like flies.
You would actually wrestle King Cobra.
Nice.
Which I don't know what that is, but it sounds like it's the big...
Is the big deal.
Of all the little...
He can be
big.
The mongoose.
Right. Exactly, man. You mean the Cobra Killer.
Yeah, you could be Cobra Killer.
Cobra Killer.
Hmm.
Cobra Killer. Cobra Killer.
Why do you look so stressed out about this?
Yeah, most people get excited about
I see
like
smoke.
That.
Opportunity.
Yeah.
It's like the lady in Cobra's head.
Not used to being this up this early on a Tuesday.
No, but aren't you up every day early up in Hartford? Don't you?
3 days a week, but usually Monday and Tuesdays are not those days.
What is the difference?
His brain's not set yet, Pam.
I love how everything Stoshball says angers Pam.
Well, yep. He acts like we dragged him out of bed and he had no idea this was happening. We invited him to come here. He knew he was coming here this early.
Right. You go to bed earlier.
Yeah.
You've been doing this for how many years now?
True.
This is why Stoshball's always a great guest, though. It's just like, I can't even believe.
Yeah.
He's so Stoshball.
Yeah.
Stoshball season.
I have to look at him to make sure he's real sometimes. Like, I don't believe it.
Oh, it hurts. And all this is a good way. Just so you know.
This whole show is hurting me. It hurts when I laugh. I've been laughing a lot.
Oh.
Stoshball, I love you, man. I just thought we'd get you back into the fold of the show.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is not something we offer to anybody.
You could be a champ, man.
How many people get a chance to go in and wrestle in front of a large audience on their birthday?
They're all chanting your name, man. It's a dream.
You can repurpose that green thing.
Right.
Oh, that's right.
That's gone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll call him Slingshot.
You can wear it over your face this time.
Right. The Masked Avenger.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
What would we name Stoshball, the wrestler? We call him Stoshball?
I mean, that's a pretty good name.
Stoshball name? Would he wear like a leather mask or what would he wear?
Anything that prevents him from talking is
exactly
good.
Right. One of those samurai suits.
I think he would be good. Well, let's hear you like taunt a little person.
Yeah, pretend you're talking to Pam.
Come here, little man. Come here.
She's a lady.
Sound like Springsteen.
Hold on. Let me get some echo for your voice. Alright, go ahead.
You're going down, little guy. You're going down. I'm gonna pile drive you and slam you. Oh.
What is that?
It's a bad sex tape. I got a bad visual on that one.
Ooh, yeah.
That's not helping.
I mean, get some oxygen. He's about to pass out.
Well, that's good, though. He falls on the guy and crushes him.
You're about to put on the ball, brother. The stock ball.
That's good.
I thought you said the dog's rubber. I'm like, what about the dog's rubber?
One of my favorite bits of all time.
Nice.
Sent him and Kenny to the governor's mansion.
That was awesome.
No, I think Stoshball's a rock star.
You are, man. You totally are. You can win this, man. You can win this.
I think Stoshball's talent running control board for Brad Davis is being wasted. Brad Davis is a legend, but anyone can run that board for him.
Exactly.
Stoshball should be in front of a mic, not behind a mic.
Exactly. Yeah. And in front of a large audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instagram demands it, so.
Exactly.
Stoshball, how long were you working for us in front of a microphone?
Oh.
A year, right? Maybe a little longer.
Maybe.
Right? And then how long has it been since you've been on the show?
About 3 years, maybe?
People still recognize you.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Telling you, man. It'd be a good thing for you,
Phil.
One of our other street teamers had to make a sign that says, I am not Stoshball, because they see some guy standing behind a table wearing all PLR stuff, and they're like, Stoshball! And he's like, no, yeah. It's not me.
don't you want to revive that character?
I'd like to. You know what? Let me take a look and see what's going on.
He's going to check his schedule.
Yeah.
Right. Go back to those peeps.
He's got a pencil.
Does that mean you got to check in with your girlfriend? Or with the... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ah!
Oh, we knew it!
She could be your ring girl! She could be your ring girl!
Know that.
Derby yesterday, nightmare. Truck flipped over.
Yep.
Oil tank, oil everywhere. It was just a mess.
Yes.
All right, Derby Mayor Zeke is on now. Give us an update. So, do we know how many gallons of oil spilt, Mayor?
It was minimal. It wasn't as much as should have been. But first, let me just tell you, it's nice to hear that there's not traffic in Derby this morning. Usually there always is.
Yeah, yesterday, you owned it yesterday.
Oh, absolutely. And that's another thing, I just want to say, you know, great job to the fire department, EMS personnel that responded there. Seymour, Aunt Sonia, Shelton, DEP, Estate, they all showed up and really helped minimize the damage that could have been done down there.
That's a lot. Yep.
Derby Public Works came down. A Shelton boat on the Naugatuck River. I mean, it was a big combined effort to keep everything safe and keep the environment.
And nobody knows the exact amount of oil that was spilled?
Deep has the information there. Like I said, I wasn't down at the scene. Kind of let the professionals do what they're supposed to do down there.
You're doing mayor stuff. Yeah,
no. I don't know. I've seen a lot of these stories. This is the first time I've never seen specifics.
Right.
You know?
Kind of
like
odd.
How many gallons spilled? How many went into the river? Was the driver okay? Where's the driver from? How many hours did it take to clean up? Will there be any long-term effects? These are usually questions answered in a news story.
Yeah.
I was looking at every site. No one has any update on this other than lanes are open.
Yeah, and a picture of the truck. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an environmental truck, so they were I don't think they knew exactly how much was inside that tank, unlike if you were coming from the storage tanks down at New Haven, they would have a number, and then they had to pump out what was in there. The fire department got there within 5 minutes, and they really started containing everything that was spilling into the...
Keep in mind, those are all volunteers, too. There aren't, you know, you don't have a firehouse full of guys waiting to slide down a pole.
Exactly.
Some people with the leaf stuff go there, get in the truck, and get there. That's pretty fast.
Yep.
Badass.
Absolutely. And it's,
they had to put the porchetta down.
They did. Step away from the table. Yep.
Drop the porchetta!
Right. Buckle their pants back up, pull their flies up, and go.
Yeah.
No, they did a great job, and... It's easy. I mean, we're really lucky to have the volunteer group that we have over there.
Of course.
Yeah.
But they were there till like about the road drove by there about 8:30 last night. They were still digging up the side of the bank from pulling all the dirt out. So, I mean, there was still a lot of work.
I got a text from the mayor yesterday. He said, I'm here now, and you were right. It smells like nothing but oil.
Well, see that?
Oh, yeah.
This morning. It wasn't bad.
Oh, good.
I had my windows open. I was doing 50.
But, it was a different smell. We couldn't figure out what kind of smell it was, but it was a different smell.
And I thought, you know, it's a good thing, too. We got a call from Senator Murphy's office, offering the federal government's help if we needed anything, if it was a real...
Oh, he's always ready to write out a check.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Or a bitch about something.
Yeah. No, that's very nice, though. It's very nice.
Yes.
It shows he's paying attention to what's going on in his own state.
What's happening here.
No, absolutely. That was great. And then we also had that incident up in Orange right over the Derby line. They had that fatality. So a lot was going on in that area.
There's a lot.
Yep. Mess.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mayor.
And also, you know, I just really appreciate what you guys do. I know it's a lot of joking around on there, but a lot of times you get serious on your show.
You
just get the information out there to tell the people stay away. And let the professionals do what they have to do.
The mayor did send really a nice text to me saying that it really helped talking about it. He felt like it kept people away.
Nice.
We're usually asking people to go to Derby because all the breweries and the cool places.
Exactly. But that's not yesterday, though.
Yeah.
Right. But you can go back today.
One of the things we didn't talk to you about yesterday was that 100-year-old volunteer from Griffin Hospital.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know her?
No, I don't know her personally, but she's, she's doing her thing over there. She likes to help the people out, likes to stay involved.
Can you ask her if she'd be interested in micro wrestling?
Mm. Well, Chad, she was driving a truck yesterday.
Through Derby.
Exactly.
Through Derby.
Miss a turn.
Right.
I think those days are over for her.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But if you see her, please tell her we said happy birthday and God bless. Volunteering at 100 years old.
Exactly, yes.
Pretty good
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely will do.
All right, Mayor. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate
Gentlemen,
it.
Gentlemen, ladies, thank you very much.
Oh, one more thing, Mayor.
Yes, sir.
We have Ashley in here filling in for Pam and, you know, potential replacement. Not that there's any replacement for Pam.
No.
But
exactly.
Is there anything that she would need to know about the show that you can think of?
Continue. I'll tell you, every time I turn that on, it's about derby with this traffic. Just keep telling the people about the traffic, what's going on with the show. I don't know, but I have a thick skin. That's all.
That's Thank
good.
You.
That's good advice.
See, exactly.
Pay attention to what you're supposed to do.
I saw it right down. Yeah.
And have thick skin.
Yes. Perfect. That's Thank good. You.
And enjoy yourself. That's one of the best places to work, without a doubt.
It yeah. seems it.
It really is.
Absolutely.
You meant here, right?
Yeah. Even with AJ, yeah.
Just checking.
All right, thank you, Mayor.
Gentlemen, Ashley, y'all take care.
All right, you too.
He said gentlemen. Yeah. That's funny.
I didn't tell him Pam was here.
No. That's why he said gentlemen.
I'm not gentle.
AJ's been getting in digs all day.
Oh, yeah, I'm practicing with the 12th.
Yeah. AJ's like a prize fighter in his prime right now. Like right. He's landing everything.
Yeah, I'm all sugared up on ice cream cake. I'm like an 8-year-old right now. Bang!
Have you checked in yet, Stashball, on 420?
I said I'd get back.
Oh, not yet.
So I was zoning out there for a minute.
Oh.
Time that you could have been sending a text.
You were on your phone, though. Who were you texting?
Hey.
I was just checking Facebook.
Oh.
Right. For fan letters.
How many likes?
I'm scrolling through the hashtag Stashball season.
I just offered Stashball the opportunity of a lifetime, and it turns out that it falls on his birthday, 420.
That's awesome,
which is,
man.
By the way, a very cool birthday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He's a
very
lot,
cool
too.
Guy.
But yeah. He could be part of the main event.
Amazing.
At Micro Wrestling.
The main card?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Dude, you could be a champ.
Oh, it's the main thing.
Imagine winning on your birthday.
Imagine getting my ass kicked.
No. We need all day to kick that ass.
you could wear that belt as like a wristwatch or something.
I think when you do something like this, there's no losing, right?
No, there isn't. And you got an excuse.
What did you say, Phil? You could wear a wristwatch?
When he wins the championship belt.
What? Oh, around his...
Well, because he's large and they're small.
Oh.
I see what you're saying.
Gotcha. Yeah. Height joke.
Yeah. Oh, height? Okay.
I was going to just let it go, but we had to come back to it.
So. Yeah, right. Yeah, I asked.
Yeah. It's true, you did ask. Yeah.
Rich and Cheshire?
Stashball, you are totally whipped. You could just text her. It's nothing to do with your parents. It's your girlfriend that's holding you back. Just text her. Let her know what you're doing on your birthday.
Right, be a caveman.
And micro-wrestle. You're totally whipped. You can hear it in your voice. You're afraid to send a text to your girlfriend. You just said it. You're checking Facebook. Text your girlfriend. Tell your micro-wrestling. Invite her.
You can go out afterwards.
Who has to tell or ask what to do on their birthday?
Once you
get past 9,
you
dictate.
Hold on.
You know, it's like, what do you want to do for your birthday? Well, I want to go micro wrestling.
Right.
Well, if there's plans already, I don't want to interfere.
Do you know if there's plans or not? It's your birthday. You got to know.
Right. So would your family make plans? Like, this is what we're going to do. All right.
You get to the pony ride
Thank
Sunday.
You, Rich. Hotline.
Hi, it's Keith.
Hey, boss Keith. Hey.
So I'm gonna sweeten the deal for Stashball.
Oh, good.
So I think it's a lot of birthday talk. We got to have this birthday celebration at the Olive Garden or wherever they go.
The Olive Garden.
He does like it there.
He does.
I've been there once.
All those breadsticks you can eat. How about we give tickets to his whole family? So his mom, his dad. I'm not sure if you have siblings, they can come, that girlfriend, everybody gets to come and enjoy him wrestling like the end of Rocky. They all can get in the ring, the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
How about that?
I mean, what birthday is better than that? You beat the little person and then your whole family comes in the ring and does a whole thing? I think it sounds like the best.
You know what? Screw it.
Does that mean yes?
Not a yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just so hard to understand.
It's a yes.
It's a yes.
You have
yes.
a way of answering like, questions that leave so many more yes. questions.
I don't know if he was saying screw it and he was about to take his headphones off and walk out the door.
Like
you should be a senator.
Or if he meant screw it, like I'm in.
Right, he's like, screw it, damn it, I'm going to do this.
Can you finish the sentence?
It's my life.
Screw it, it's the day before Easter. I can eat afterwards anyways.
There you go.
I still don't understand what's happening.
Whatever you want.
Yes, but Easter's when they have the best food, remember, other than Thanksgiving.
Right, we're off topic.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Happens so
he's
quickly.
In. He's in. Yes.
We need the wrestling music.
Oh.
All right.
All right.
Keith.
Bye.
Thanks,
right.
Keith. See that?
Amazing.
A little help from above the ladder.
So instead of getting micromanaged, we're going to be doing micro wrestling.
Exactly.
You know what we got to call him?
But
the Easter Bunny.
Nice. Oh, a bunny outfit.
We dress him as a bunny.
The Easter what? Bunny.
Oh, pissed. No.
Yes. Hoppity hop.
And we dress all the wrestlers as little eggs.
Exactly.
And then they hide around the arena.
Right.
Just gotta
find it. I'm going to kick your Easter grass.
That's not wrestling.
I'm going to take out my peeps.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Easter Bunny!
This time the eggs get laid.
Stashball has looked at his watch about 15 times in the last 10 seconds.
Can I go home now?
He's like, when can I leave?
Never!
Never. Never.
One of us.
Nice, man.
Are you having fun, Stashball?
You know what? I was actually just thinking about that. I'm actually going to be the Easter Bunny the week before, too. So.
There you go, see?
So you have the Easter Bunny costume?
No, actually, it's from the hospital, so.
Would you kill it?
No. It's not mine.
Oh.
There's no easy answer.
It's not, as in, it's not mine, Pamela.
You can call him Kid Confusion.
All right, so we can count on you for 420?
420, I guess you can count on me.
Absolutely.
Wait. I guess.
Or as in, I will be there.
Okay.
There you go.
Excellent. All right. Thanks, Stashball. You know, it's funny. I talked to Ashley on the phone. I was so impressed, but I heard her demo, and I thought, I'm going to be on the phone with her for 5 minutes. I'll just give her a polite brush off.
Because
the boss said,
you.
Oh, this is another one with potential. And I listened to the demo. I'm like,
He's lost it, yeah.
And I got on the phone with her. I was really, really impressed. And then at the end of the call, I said, I just want you to know, I thought your demo really sucked. And she didn't know how to take that. There was this, oh, really? I'm like, yeah, it was really bad.
Right, peace, toast, sad. They both tripped.
But you didn't have a demo, so you made one, right?
Yes.
And you stood in front of a camera.
I did. It was in the bathroom in my house. I asked
you weren't sitting down, were you?
No, I asked my boyfriend to record me.
Ooh, kinky.
No, doing the traffic.
Oh, okay. Hey, what do you want to call it? What do you want to call it? Go for it. You want to call it traffic? No problem. Yes, jam it right now.
Hey, Dan, you got to see this video because it looks like she's, you know, in a hostage situation.
Also, I watched it again last night.
Are you blinking?
Nobody ever told me that one eye is significantly larger than the other. Like, 30 years, no one told me I was a cyclops. Like, yeah. What's going on?
I spy with my larger eye.
Like, oh, God, is that what I look like?
Build a cat. Act.
Do you have the audio? Hold on a second.
Did he say three action?
Yeah.
So he had a couple glasses of wine and decided to be Hollywood director.
Did he go like this
so
too?
He counted. I asked him to give me the thumbs up, but instead he was like one, two, three, action.
Oh my God.
And you left it in.
I did leave it in.
Yeah. Well, her large eye told her to.
All right, go ahead.
Hi guys, Ashley here, giving you a traffic update, weather forecast, and talking a little bit about the Walk Against Hunger in West Haven.
All right, so right there, I was like, yeah, okay, what the hell's going on?
Like here? A bad late night commercial.
The sun may be out, but those roads are slick this morning, so be sure to go slow on your way into work. I-91 southbound approaching the merge to 95 is seeing a lot of company this morning. You won't be alone all the way through Longmore.
Are you ever alone?
Somebody start singing. You won't be alone.
Lead into a song. You won't be alone.
Ashley, the musical. Wow.
Wow. What did you base this traffic report off of?
Some kind of musical theater, apparently.
Nothing. I wrote it at work.
Were you alone?
The song by traffic. No.
I was not alone.
She's in the crap with a boyfriend.
The sun is shining, but it is slick.
Don't let it fool you.
Is that code?
Because those two go together.
You won't be alone.
I want to go hang out on 91 so I'm not alone.
Exactly. Anytime I feel alone,
sounds like I could meet people.
Yeah. If you're feeling alone, go to 91. We have a new slogan now for 91.
Hang out, meet people, socialize.
91.
You're still on Tinder? Have you tried 91?
Yeah. 91. You're not alone. Should be a dance club now. Come to 91. Or a gentleman's club. 91. You're never alone.
Let's hear some more of this.
Okay.
Southbound approaching the merge to 95 is seeing a lot of company this morning. You won't be alone all the way through Long Wharf. It starts to clear just past exit 42 in West Haven.
Pam, does this sound like anything that would happen?
Yeah. It does.
What are you, Bugs Bunny?
I thought I was going to hear, what's up, Doc?
Yeah. Hey, Doc.
What's up, Doc?
Hey, Doc, there's a whole bunch of things going on in 95, Doc.
I'd say it's accurate. Yeah. Since they did the whole queue, you know, renovation, it hasn't been that bad. But you still, you know, aren't alone. Right. Ever.
Say, Doc, that's good. Yeah. you're on something here, Doc.
Okay.
And the mirror are both looking good, but avoid Route 8 South in Shelton near exit 13. There's a car fire on the shoulder, and there are a lot of emergency vehicles.
A car fire. Wow.
She caused
it. Exciting.
When did that happen?
Car fire. Why'd you come up with that one?
It's on the toilet.
Look, what can be dramatic here? I think the problem is, I was telling Pam, I did a little Shakespeare in high school. And I think I tried to act out the traffic. Oh.
Well, you had a director.
I told her, please do one of your traffic reports like a Shakespeare actor.
To take 95 or not to take 95.
Well, I told you, it looks upon there might be some cars stuck in traffic. I say, Othello, I see a sea of cars.
Do you guys know any lines from Shakespeare that you could go back and forth on? AJ, you know some Shakespeare stuff, right?
Yes. Alas, poor York, I knew him well, Horatio.
I got it.
Great. Do you know what he's talking about?
No.
What play is that from?
Now, fair Hippolyta, our nuptials was on a pace. But all methinks, how low this old moon wanes.
My face hurts.
Midsummer Night's Dream. Midsummer Night's Dream? No?
I know. One eye's bigger than the other.
Right.
I told you. I can't get over it.
AJ calls that Forrest Whitaker eye.
Right. It is. No, only way it goes, starts drooping. Yeah. Well. This has been your traffic. Thank you. Thank you.
Bravo!
Thank you.
Wow.
All right. Right, lesbian traffic.
You studied Shakespeare, but did you perform Shakespeare?
So in high school, I forget what year it was. I think my senior year, I was runner-up for the statewide Shakespeare recitation competition.
Wow.
Damn, what's that face?
It's why are we just learning that?
No, I'm so sorry.
Boy, does she fit in here.
Why are we not reciting Shakespeare right now?
I know.
I think I did something from Troilus and Cressida. Oh, God.
Well, do you remember any of the words?
Nope.
Well, she was runner-up, that's okay.
This is what we call college resume fluffer. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's your character, yeah.
Yeah. Huh. All right, well, I think you should look some up.
Yeah.
You're going to need to know some soon before the show is over.
Oh.
Yeah. So that was the demo tape, and I heard it, and I thought, oh, wow, Keith has lost his mind.
Yep, we thought that.
But or what the
not
hell?
The first time we thought
We're in trouble.
Yeah.
That's just the first 30 seconds of it.
Uh-oh. There's more?
Yeah.
Oh, let's hear it.
Right-hand lane. About 15 minutes of delays there. A reminder that construction is beginning this week on the Mixmaster in Waterbury, so be sure to plan an alternate route. Today's traffic, sponsored by NapoleonMotors.com. Visit Napoli and Milford for your new or used car. If you like today, then you are going to love this week. It's currently 42 degrees with bright sunshine, and the temperatures will climb into the 60s by Friday. Put away those rain boots.
Wait, are there
no
plates going?
Yeah.
Is someone putting away plates
in a restaurant?
That's my doggy.
Oh, see, I thought your boyfriend had a little too much wine. He's like, I'm going to eat some chicken now.
Right. No. I always eat in the bathroom.
She's busy. I'm having the leftovers.
I'm going to have some wings in here. You don't mind, do you?
You know how many people are listening now saying, I should have put a demo in
here? Everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I can do traffic in the bathroom.
So what is your dog doing right now?
Probably sleeping. She's a
No.
In the thing.
Right now.
Oh,
sorry.
I thought you meant right at this moment.
I think in the demo.
Cleaning herself.
We have these big gates because she jumps. She got such long legs. She jumps over everything. So we've got these really big gates, but she's clumsy. So she trips over them as she walks over.
Can you pull that back a
Did
little
bit? Did she take out a row of dishes?
With bright sunshine and the temperatures will climb into the 60s by Friday. Put away those rain boots. There's no rain in the forecast this week. Enjoy.
Yeah, you're right. Fine. She did take out dishes.
It sounds like a bunch of Krishnas in the background in an airport.
It sounds like dishes.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you, Alan.
Dumbass.
Brought to you by purplefuels.com. All right, purple dumpster, whatever.
Like
you know,
we
I got to run the cameras over here, Phil, so what the hell? Purpledumpsters.com.
Right.
All right, so Pam's in the control room.
Yes.
So I just turned a guest cam on her.
Hello.
Ashley's over in the monkey cage with AJ.
Right.
Hello.
All right, there you go.
And I'm where I'm normally am.
What's that?
And I am where I normally am. I was imitating Dennis House.
I believe Ashley witnessed her first live flubble.
There you go. So it was a minor tremor, not a full-fledged one, but yeah, they get worse.
I love
so, tell my news.
Yeah.
All
right, Vince Neil gives up on singing actual words like AJ gives up on speaking actual words. All right, the Motley Crue biopic, The Dirt, streaming on Netflix. So we dug this up. This is Vince Neil with Motley Crue. Not sure what he's singing. Wow. He's definitely out of breath.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like running on a treadmill and trying to sing.
Yeah, they have a sandwich like dangling in front of him.
That was that noise. Leaping again.
It's like feeding one piranha.
He looks like a boxer at the end of the fight, and he's trying to put everything into like one punch.
Yeah, he's sweating. He's sweating gravy. Yeah.
Jeez, can you play that again?
There's a lot more.
Wait, what did you say? Turn it on a Mickey?
Something Mickey aeroplane.
That's the skydiving naked from an aeroplane line, right. But it doesn't come out even close to that.
Right. Wow.
Wow.
That's supposed to be naked there, I think.
Wow. Naked.
All right. Yeah, is he practicing karate moves?
I don't know what's going on.
Is there a helium?
Did he have a stroke?
Oh, it's little people wrestling.
It apparently is.
That sounds like someone who is not a native English speaker.
No.
Heard this song 7,000 times in a row and just gave their best guess.
Yeah.
It's called The Bath Water Was Too Hot. Get back in later, Vince. Not right now.
Wow.
You put that one foot in, you sit down like,
Do you know what year this is from?
No, I have no idea.
It's him pretty beefy, so I'm thinking not long ago. I'm thinking before they
is he
wrapped
on stage
up.
With Motley Crue?
Yeah.
This is Motley Crue?
Yeah. If they had Motley Crue on there. and they got the big skull and crossbones. Whatever Troy has, big skull and crossbones behind him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Do we have any more?
I can't get past. We can't get past that
I
part.
I can hear that all day. It'll be just as funny.
I think Bob Dylan wrote that song.
It does sound like Vince Neil.
Anyone Bob Dylan?
Yeah. It sounds like twiddly is the first word.
Yeah, like you're saying about twiddledee and twiddledum.
Right.
Twiddle
twiddledum.
Right.
Twiddle, I think he says twiddly-dee kicked my knee.
That explains him singing like that.
Yeah. Wow. Man, this is gold.
Wow. I need more.
That's more? The end, pretty much. So.
No.
It's only 40 seconds, yeah, but it's gold.
They cut it there.
Oh, boy.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.